Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Klai in Perik Ches Mishnah Beis. The Torah says, Leisach Roish Bishar Uvachamar Yachdav. You can't plow with an axe and a donkey together. Does that mean only an axe and a donkey can't be put together? What about a sheep and a goat? What about a lion and a tiger? Let's see our Mishnah. So the Mishnah Behema, one type of Behema, Im Behema with another type of Behema. Whereas V'chaya, one type of Chaya, Im Chaya with another type of Chaya. Or Behema, a Zohar Behema, Im Chaya with a Nekeva Chaya. Or V'chaya, a Zohar Chaya, Im Behema with a Nekeva Behema. Temeya, whether it's a Chaya or a Behema that is Asr Bi'achila, Im Temeya, with another type of Chaya or Behema that is Asr Bi'achila together. Utahira, or a Chaya and a Behema that is Mutar Bi'achila, Im Tahira, with another type of Tar Dika animal. Temeya, a male Behema or male Chaya that is Asr Bi'achila, Im together with a Nekevas Behema or Chaya, Tahira that is Tahar, that is Mutar Bi'achila. Or Tahira, a Behema that is a Zachar, which is Tahar, which is Mutar Bi'achila, Im Temeya together with a Nekeva. Any combination over here. Same halacha. Asuin lachrash, you can't plow with them together. Velimshech, or to pull them, ulahanik, or to guide them together to do any type of work. So technically, what's the difference between limshech and lahanik? The Matanura explains, a camel, let's say you pull. So people walking with a camel, they pull it. Whereas a donkey, you guide it. Pulling, you're standing in front. Guiding, you're standing from behind. And it's taking you. But whether it's a gomel or whether it's a chamar, you're chayiv, whether you're pulling it or whether you're guiding it. So again, l'maisa the Torah just says shar v'chamar. So how do I know we can't do an elephant and a deer? The answer is the Torah also says your shar and chamar shouldn't work on Shabbos. But over there, chazal dashna means any animals. Same is true over here. Shar and chamar, just examples. Many Rishonim bring this, but I'll quote from the Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Ki Seitzei, Kapitel Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud. He says, V'kasav ha-chacham Reb Avram, betam mitzvah zu. What's the reason for this mitzvah? A chamar and a shor don't work with the same kayach. If you're going to put them together, one of them is going to be terribly uncomfortable. One will be terribly under pressure to keep up with the other one. And that would be Tzar Balei Chayim. There was a famous story of Nassen Adler, the great Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, a big tzaddik, was sitting on a wagon. Big snowstorm, the wagon got stuck. The horses could not continue on. The wagon driver went into town to get help. And he came back with two big oxen. So the oxen would push and the horses will pull, will get the wagon out. Rav Nassen Adler realized what was happening. He jumped off. I would imagine he tried to get the wagon driver to stop, but he jumped off and started to dance in the snow. And the Chassam Sofer, his Talmud, who of course jumped off also, said, Rebbe, why? What's happening? He said, this is the first time in my life that I was mekayim this mitzvah to jump off the wagon, not to be over the leisach resh b'shar u'b'chamar yachdav.